Craters. It's Mike Ryan. I'm really happy to be talking to you. I'm sorry, I'm talking to you from a bathroom right now, so I know I don't disrupt everyone else in my house because, as you know, working from home has some of its drawbacks because everyone else is in your home and I have a 6-month-old and I'm trying not to wake her, and so I'm doing this from my bathroom in my townhome, and the acoustics are incredible. But either way, what I wanted to say was I really miss talking to you guys. I know the last couple of weeks it's been the shipping container, and I wanted to make it a point to make sure that you guys heard from the shipping container because I'd really miss our local hour, which you can hear on the Dan Le Batard Show feed. That's right, we do a local hour 5 days a week. Now, we took 5 days off as we tried to figure out a whole new workflow. This has been obviously very challenging, especially for the type of show that we do. But I think it's gotten better recently. I really do. I think we're working out some of the timing now. It's less than ideal that I have to throw my headset to the computer every time I want to get the rest of the shipping container involved. But hey, we manage. In the grand scheme of things, not that big of a deal. Also, you may be happy to find out that we are beginning our March Sadness tournament finally. Obviously delayed because of obvious circumstances, but we've decided we're going to get March Sadness going. I know what you're saying. It's April. Either way, it should be fun. It might be a bit of a cluster because we're relying on Bristol in ways that we're not really used to, but we'll try to put this out there for you, the Le Batard Show listener. Just like this entire podcast, this Mystery Crate podcast is designed for the most diehard fans of the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz. All the other properties on the Le Batard and Friends Network, they all have a much wider net that they're casting. Stupidity, it's a different Stu Gatz than you're used to on our radio show. It's an insight to his own world. He does a lot of great things there. Dan Le Batard does thought-provoking conversations on South Beach Sessions, which has really found quite a groove here recently with some terrific interviews. Also, there's the Mina Kimes Show featuring Lenny, which is doing outstanding. Marty Smith's America is back in a big way, and we'll have Miles Garrett on next week. Me as a Browns fan, that's appointment listening. So make sure you subscribe to Marty Smith's America. Or an easier way is this entire network has a network feed. Le Batard ampersand Friends. Don't spell out ampersand. It's the actual ampersand. And if you hit subscribe on that, you get to subscribe to all of our network shows all in one place. It all shows up in one dedicated feed. How about that? That's quite cool. It's quite cool. Either way, I can't be in this bathroom much longer. So let me get into this week's episode, which is probably going to get a lot of you hot and bothered. I'm sure a lot of you saw the news circulating this week about Tim Jerns, a controversial strength and conditioning coach for Southeast Tulsa College. Tim Jerns is a controversial dude. I don't agree with any of his practices, especially now in the time of social distancing. All of this feels highly irresponsible on his part. He is still continuing his workouts during a pandemic, which seems as though it should simply not be happening, but he is pressing forward and making national news along the way, making us very uncomfortable. Dan sought this out and had to speak to him. So here is Dan Le Batard talking with national newsmaker Tim Jerns.
As I get older here, you guys have been able to do a lot of laughing at me because I get fooled by the internet all the time. There's a shark on the highway in a flooded Houston, and I believe it. There's an orca whale somewhere that it's not supposed to be, and I believe it. And so this happens all the time to me where I have to just shout to Mike Ryan, "Hey, Mike, is this real?" before I start commenting on this and embarrassing myself. And so I get this story the other day, and I couldn't believe it, right? I'm surprised it's not getting more coverage on ESPN and everywhere else. I get this story the other day about Tim Jerns. He's a strength coach at Southeast Tulsa College. And I'm like, how can this be real? Is this real? And I'm just sort of shouting it around. And then Allison finds Tim Jerns. This is a person who exists. And I couldn't believe some of the things that I was reading. But anyways, Tim, I'm thank you for doing this. First of all, appreciate your time.
Dan, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on.
I'm just stunned, though, at some of the things that you're doing during what is obviously a pretty panicked time in America, where you're running your guys through football drills still.
Well, first off, that's misleading. Typical of the press that they would put it out there like that. These are optional strength and conditioning sessions that we're having. These are team building exercises, purely optional. And fortunately, I've got a great crop of young men, and every one of them has decided to show up for this.
But I feel like you're dabbling in like some gray areas here where fully optional, like I was sort of told one of the details that was sort of appalling to me is that these felt like involuntary OTAs.
Well, look, here's the bottom line. And you know the way it is with what you do with your radio show. Like you, if you tell your people, hey, I'm having a barbecue at my house on Sunday, it'd be great if you could come by. You're the boss. Everyone knows they should show up. So, yeah, there's a little bit of that going on. People care about this team. You know, there's a lot of pride in my young men. So they're showing up. They're getting stronger. And while the nation is hiding, these young men are looking for an edge.
All right. Again, I'm saying this again to America. Tim Jerns, this is the Southeast Tulsa College strength coach. You all know that strength coaches can be a little loopy. And so one of the details I was reading in this story is that you're doing these drills that don't seem safe at this time. Like they should be illegal, it feels like.
That would be a shame, because what we're doing is we got a bunch of fine young men here on the team, and we're lifting weights, which last time I looked it up, that's not illegal. We're doing fireman carries up and down the dorm stairs. We're chanting. We're going through the playbook. I don't see anything illegal about that. And yeah, there's some special workouts that I've designed that we're doing. And that's how I get my edge as a strength and conditioning coach. See, Dan, I think the thing you don't understand is we're a small little school. We're a little school that wakes up in the morning. We, you know, pull ourselves out of bed by our nutsack. We get to work and we're scrappy. We don't have the money of an Alabama and Auburn. So while everyone else is taking a playoff, we got to go in and we got to hit it twice as hard.
Okay. All right. That's fine. You hit it twice as hard. But what you have happening, like, are you not aware of what's happening in the country right now in terms of quarantine? And now's not the time for anything for anybody to be hitting anything twice as hard.
I have nothing but respect for what everyone's doing out there. And I understand what's going on. But I'm going to tell you something right now. We're being safe. We're working hard. But also, we're aware there's a greater danger out there. There's an unseen danger out there that's even greater than what we're going through, and it's called weakness.
Tim Jerns with us, strength coach. That's so ridiculous. Southeast Tulsa College, Division 1AA school, team building exercises, involuntary OTAs is what it is that they feel like.
It's not involuntary. These are voluntary off-season workout sessions. That's very important that you say that.
Okay, fine. Voluntary OTAs during a time when no one is really practicing. How did you end up there? What's your backstory? Because it's not like you haven't had controversy in your past before. Because even by strength coach standards, it sounds like you're an extreme strength coach.
Well, you know, my techniques are unusual, but once again, we're not University of Texas. We're not USC. So we got to look for an edge any way we can. There was some controversy. I was strength and conditioning coach at Dawson College, small school up in northern Florida, fine institution. And we had a ritual before the football season would begin where every player would turn to his right. They would then produce a serrated blade and cut the arm of the player to their right and put a little bit of blood in their mouth. And the theory behind this was we got to lack the taste of blood in our mouths, because we're not going to win just by getting five-star recruits and laying back in a Barca lounger. We got to work extra hard. And we did have a player who got sick. And the AD at Dawson College, a fantastic man named Ted Beeman, he sat down with me. We shook hands like gentlemen, and we both agreed to move on.
Somebody got sick? Is that what the backstory is? Someone got sick from the tasting of blood?
Someone did get – we don't know if it was directly from the blood, but someone did get sick. Yes, that is correct, sir.
You mentioned earlier that your program, a lot of people care about. I've honestly never heard of Southeast Tulsa College, so you'll forgive my ignorance. I don't mean that disrespectfully. I just haven't heard of your football program or why it is you would have to go to these kinds of extreme measures to play against the Auburns and Alabamas of the world.
Well, we've been on the map a few times. I don't want to brag on our program, but about 3 years ago, we gave Auburn, we did a pre-conference game with them and gave them a little what for. I think we strolled into their stadium and they thought we were going to be pushovers. And what do you know? First quarter, we put 6 points on them. Now, the end score doesn't look as good. The end score was 88-6. And we did have two players who one player suffered a broken femur. But the bottom line is you count us out and guess what? They'll be counting you out.
Can you explain to me these workouts? Because these details are impossible to believe. As I'm reading some of these things, I'm finding all of this to be very dangerous, really.
Well, it's not any kind of strength and conditioning is going to push people into new thresholds of pain. So I'm sure when you look at it on the printed page, it doesn't look as great. But all I can tell you is every young man who is here wants to be here. These are optional. These are not these are not mandatory workouts. These are voluntary workouts. And yeah, I've invented some workouts on my own. There's one where we do a fireman carry. That's two young men. We'll carry another man up the dorm stairs. And then when they get to the top, they rotate and they carry a man back down. These are 10-story dorms, so it's a bit of a workout. There's another one, we call it 20 men in the bubble. And what I do is I rent a local fantastic business around here called Luby Party Supplies. We get a bouncy castle and I get 20 young men in there. They all go down to their skivvies. They're in their underwear and it's sort of like King of the Hill. They're bouncing around in there. It's awful hot. Everyone's grappling, wrestling, and you have players throwing each other out of the bouncy castle. And then there's one man left, and that man gets an hour break if he wins that drill. We've got a couple others. We've got No Water Tuesdays. Tuesdays we work out, there's no water. You feel the pain, you feel the burn, you plow ahead.
That's something from the 1960s. I don't think that stuff is allowed anywhere anymore that is sanitary. Tim Jerns with a strength coach, Southeast Tulsa College. They're Division I AA. Are there doctors around watching what you guys are doing?
We have actually she's not my wife. She's my girlfriend, but she lives with me. So essentially my wife. My wife is a school nurse at a local elementary school. So she oversees our workouts. No Water Tuesdays. If anyone's feeling dizzy or anyone's feeling off, they take a little break. No one's happy about it. We may give them a little barking while they're taking the break, letting them know that, you know, we're not liking the way they're playing it. But my wife, she oversees this, Sharon. She's a beautiful woman. She's 10 years my senior. She's got a couple kids that I love. I treat them like my own. And she's there. She's making sure everything is walking the straight and narrow. We've only, in 4 years of doing this program, I think we've had to call 911 at the most 8 times.
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah. Yeah. We've never lost a player. We've never had anyone suffer permanent injury, but a couple times, yeah, we've had players where we need some EMTs to take a look at them. And guess what? We're all stronger for it. They move on. Two of the players did drop off the team, but otherwise it's about getting harder. It's about seizing the opportunities when you have them, sir.
You've had to call 911 how many times? How many times in how many years?
I believe it's 8 times in 4 years we've had to call 911. And that was just a precautionary measure. Like I said, we've never lost anyone. Only two players dropped off the team. And I feel like when I'm being cautious, you're going to take me being cautious as a negative. I didn't have to call 911 in those 8 circumstances.
Have you heard from compliance? Like, Tim Jerns is with us, strength coach, Southeast Tulsa College, Division I AA. They are doing some controversial things in the sports world as everyone is telling everyone else to keep their distance. Have you heard from anyone in compliance?
I mean, I feel like you're putting me on the spot a little bit. I don't know what compliance is. I don't understand. Like, we have an AD who's a hell of an AD. We got a dean, we got a president of our school, and I'm checking in with them every day. I don't know what compliance is.
I don't know what else to say.
If coronavirus does pop up in the school, what am I going to do?
I just don't think that you understand how reckless all of this was, what you just did here. Tim Jerns, strength coach, Southeast Tulsa College. I thank you for being on with us. I don't know if you know what's coming your way, but it's probably not going to feel very good. So I don't know if you understand during this time how upset people are going to be by this.
Well, all I know is we got a local community. Our team is, we're called the Granite Haulers. They've supported this school for 75 plus years. And the entire community is behind us with what we're doing. We have had no appearances. We've had no incidents of the coronavirus. Everyone is washing their hands. Everyone is taking care of themselves. And I feel like your whole tone during this interview has been that I'm a fool. I don't know what I'm doing. I feel like, hey, you're doing your show. Why are you doing your show? I'll tell you why. And I've heard your show, and you guys are some sick puppies. Don't get me wrong. You make me laugh. And the other thing I can tell from you is you care about what you do. You're looking for an edge. While a lot of other people have to take plays off, have to take the day off, you guys are saying, let's go ahead. That's all we're doing here. But the tone of this interview, and frankly, I haven't appreciated it from the very beginning, has been one that I'm some yahoo. God forbid I'm from Tulsa. I'm not from Miami. I'm not from New York City. I'm not from Los Angeles. And I'm out here and I'm doing the best I can. And your tone is that I don't understand what's happening, that I'm putting my boys in danger. And I resent that.
Really? Tim Jerns with us, strength coach, Southeast Tulsa College, 1AA. How much longer are you going to be doing this, these voluntary, involuntary, optional but not really optional workouts?
They are optional. They're voluntary. And what we'll be doing is we'll be adhering to the NCAA, whatever rules they set forth, whatever my fine institution tells me to do, I will abide by those rules. But as it stands now, there is no starting point for the season. So we will continue to work out until we are told to cease and desist or until the season begins. Now, currently, I do have some feelers from some other institutions. I've just met with Iona. There is a chance that I may have a position there. Tarlington State has contacted me. Word has gotten around about my dedication, and part of it has come from this story. I'm not going to lie to you. In the community, what I'm doing here has turned some heads, and I am a believer in this team. I stand by them 100%, but at the same time, I also believe in my methods and what I'm doing. And if there is an opportunity, I will take it. I am meeting with Nick Saban. It will be a Zoom call. We are going to be talking in about 2 weeks. He's noticed what we're doing. And the bottom line is, the headline is, we're going to plow forward. We're going to always be at 100%. And, I'm not going to be having my players cut each other and put blood in their mouth. That would be idiotic. But we are going to work as hard as we can. We are going to continue with the drills we're doing.
What's this drill that I'm reading about here called the dog pit that is so controversial?
Well, first off, it's not controversial. My players love it. My coach loves it. And what it is basically is I have a beautiful conversion van I use because I do some volunteer work with the local church. So a lot of times I have to be driving people. But I also use it in our workouts. And I get about 5-6 dogs from the local shelter. Some of them are large animals. They're beautiful beasts, shepherds, Doberman pinschers. And we'll put them in the back of the van. We'll turn the lights off, and I turn the heat on in the van, and each player's got to go through the passenger side door and make his way out the back door. And those dogs, by that time, they're getting awful ornery, they're getting frisky, and they tend to go at the players. But my players are tough, and they make their way out the back. They've got some scrapes, they've got some cuts, I'm not going to lie to you. And by the end of the drill, here's what we do, and this is the part maybe people need to hear. We spray out the van with a hose so it is clean and sanitized. Each of the players, if they have scrapes, no one's ever really seriously been bitten. Each of those scrapes is washed out with some Bactine, and we have never had an incident with it. Are the players a little wide-eyed? Do they say, oh, yeah, that'll put some hair on your chest? Yes, they do.
Are those the reason for any of the 911 calls?
Yes, sir, entirely. Every time we've had a 911 call, it has been from the dog pit.
Yeah, but of course, because it sounds insane. Anyway, all right. Tim Jerns, he's the strength coach, Southeast Tulsa College. This story that is impossible to believe is something that's actually making the rounds right now. Division I AA, he is doing some unorthodox things in terms of training with football players at the time of the coronavirus. And we're asking him questions about what he's doing. He's not backing down. And so I thank you, Tim, for being on with us. We appreciate your time.
It's my pleasure, sir, and I thank you for your hard work and your show. And like I said, you guys make me laugh. You're some sick puppies, and I just want to thank you.
Hey, it's Mike Ryan. I'm back in my bathroom trying to hide from my crying baby. Hope you enjoyed that interview with Tim Jerns, who obviously has gotten a lot of people bothered here in our nation. I'm sure the feedback to this week's Mystery Crate is going to be pretty overwhelming. Tim Jerns out at Southeast Tulsa College, at least for now, before someone steps in. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast, The Mystery Crate. It's part of Levitard and Friends. We're trying our best during a very difficult time, and we're sticking to our content schedule, delivering you the content we feel you deserve. So thank you so much. Levitard and Friends just had its biggest month in terms of digital support, so we appreciate you. Please keep supporting us, keep subscribing, keep rating, keep reviewing. If you just found this one wayward thing and you subscribe to some of our other properties, but understanding that your commute is no longer a thing or you're not working out listening to us, re-download. Because sometimes if you don't listen to our show, it'll ask you, are you tired of this? And you have to activate the downloads again. So that's a friendly reminder. Support us because that is our currency. Thank you so much for your support, and we'll talk to you next week on Mystery Crate.